Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Fitness First Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Mays of Jake's Fitness and Nutrition Coaching. And today I am going to be talking about Diet Coke because it is such a controversial topic right now about on if Diet Coke actually helps you lose weight or if it's slowly killing you. The research studies that come out that say that it's really, really bad for you. And so I'm just going to kind of break down basically some of the more popular research studies that have recently come out about it, and then also my opinion on if you can drink it, if it helps you lose weight, or if it actually is just slowly killing you. So really the big stink around Diet Coke is the fact that it contains an artificial sweetener called aspartame. Aspartame is largely criticized on social media and in magazines because a lot of companies will run research studies to try to prove a point. And the reason I say it like that is because technically none of the findings for aspartame have been inherently negative for humans. And what I mean by that is all of the studies that have come out about aspartame saying that it causes cancer or it kills cellular DNA, all of those have come from either in vitro studies or rat studies. So what that basically means is that an in vitro study is just like cells. They're just, you know, it's just a petri dish that has human cells in it. I mean, I don't know if they're necessarily human, but a lot of times when we're trying to compare to human reactions to stuff, we use human cells. And then the other ones are going to be rodent studies. So like rats mostly. And the issue with these studies in particular is they don't use the amount of aspartame that's in a Diet Coke. That's the problem. It's not the fact that they were testing for aspartame to be good or bad for you. They're just not using a controlled amount that is the same as a Diet Coke. So it's really hard to compare. So for instance, one that was really popular in the news really recently, and that's of 2023, 2024, depending on when you're listening to this. It said that aspartame killed or damaged cellular DNA in humans. Now, what they actually tested was they took a petri dish full of cells. They injected the cells with 1,000 times the amount of aspartame that's in a Diet Coke, and the cells died, or the DNA was damaged in the cells. Well, honestly, no shit. If you took 1,000 times the amount of aspartame that's in anything, it probably would hurt you. But that doesn't mean that a small amount in a Diet Coke once a day or once every other day, or however often you're having them, is going to cause you any physical or mental harm. You just can't correlate the two. But headlines read a lot sexier if you just go ahead and say, like, aspartame damages human DNA, because actually writing out aspartame damages 1,000 times or 1,000 times the amount of Diet Coke of aspartame damages human DNA, because ultimately, like, that doesn't mean anything, and they know it doesn't mean anything. And this goes both ways. For instance, on the Ozempic website, when they are describing the product, they have a disclaimer on there that said that Ozempic caused thyroid cancer in rats. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to cause that in humans, and they didn't necessarily disclose either on the website how much Ozempic they gave the rats, if they gave enough for like a human. And your body is going to be a whole lot better, filtering more of it out, as opposed to a rat that can't stand near as much of that. So anytime you hear something like, oh, it hurts you, it causes cancer, it damages XYZ issue, be sure you find out if they're talking about rodents, cells, and how much. To drink 1,000 Diet Cokes and the amount of time it would take to get the similar response is impossible. You don't even have enough time. You'd have to be drinking 10 at once for 10 straight minutes. And even then, you still wouldn't get there, but you get the point I'm trying to make. So you just have to be sure that you're understanding what type of information you're being fed, because at the time of recording this, I am literally enjoying a Diet Coke because it's a nice treat in the middle of the day. It has no calories in it. It doesn't throw off my macros. I eat a well-balanced diet outside of that, so I'm not relying solely on Diet Coke for all my fluids. Today, I've already had water and black coffee, So I eat a balanced diet, which means a lot of this stuff is just a moot point, because it's okay to deviate a little into other stuff and enjoy your life, because it all comes down to averages, moderation, and ultimately just finding something that makes you happy. If you cut out everything that you love all the time, every time some bad story comes out about it, you will eventually never eat anything again. There's this hilarious reel on Instagram, and I've seen a bunch of people do it, but they'll literally take clips from popular influencers telling you not to eat so many things. So he's like trying to make a sandwich, and the first one is Paul Saladino, the carnivore guy, talking about how tomatoes and lettuce are killing you, which again is bonkers. But the guy takes the tomato and lettuce off, and he's about to put mayo on it, and somebody else comes in and says, mayonnaise is the number one reason the country is diabetic. And so they get rid of the mayonnaise. And then before you know it, there's nothing on the plate. He just has an ice cube that he's cutting into, because ice is the only thing. And even then, I've heard people talk about how cold water slows down your metabolism and like ingesting cold water. So ice is even bad for you now. We can make anything work. We can literally make anything work within the diet. We can make Diet Coke work, which, I mean, it's calorie-less anyway, so you can, it pretty much works on its own. But the whole point to this episode is that, one, Diet Coke is fine. It is not killing you. It definitely doesn't spike insulin. That's another crazy one. There's no sugar in it, so it has no way of spiking insulin, because that only happens when your body senses sugar in the blood, because insulin secretes and then clears the sugar. So it doesn't do any of that. It actually has been shown through research to be an effective weight loss strategy. So Diet Coke actually does help with weight loss. It's not killing you. It's not growing cancer within your body. The only sort of negative, and even then, it's not necessarily negative. The only claim that's been proven with aspartame and artificial sweeteners is that enough of it, again, enough of it is the key. Enough of it can alter gut microbiome, but not negatively. That's an important asterisk to that finding. Just because it changed the gut microbiome does not mean it changed it negatively. It just changed it neutrally. So even the findings from that study did not show that it was inherently bad or good. It just changed. It just made a neutral shift. So if that freaks you out enough, you definitely don't have to drink it. I think Zevia is an amazing zero-calorie soda. That's what I drink mostly anyway, but Diet Coke, especially from Sonic, where you can get like a really low calorie flavoring in it, is a delicious treat to have in the middle of the day. It's almost no calories. And ultimately, if you really like Diet Coke, just keep drinking them. They're not killing you. They're not going to make you gain weight. And they've actually been proven to be an effective weight loss strategy. So if you guys want more tips on how to lose weight and keep it off for good, you can check me out on Instagram at Jake's Coaching, or you can find it. You can find more information about coaching on my website, www.jakescoaching.com. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.